From the Life of President John Taylor, Printing the Voice of the Church. Because of his public speaking and writing ability, John Taylor published and edited several newspapers and pamphlets for the church. He was nicknamed Champion of Liberty for his boldness and logic in defending his faith. He was called by President Joseph Smith to edit and publish Nauvoo's newspaper, Times and Seasons, and later the Nauvoo Neighbor. He went right to work. While he was a missionary in England, many preachers spoke against the church and had their talks printed in newspapers and pamphlets. Elder Taylor wrote several tracts or religious pamphlets to help people understand the truth of the church. After Brigham Young had been called as president of the church, John Taylor received a call to go to New York to organize and publish a newspaper. This newspaper, The Mormon, was to inform people about the church. Elder Taylor, his oldest son George, and his nephew Angus Cannon set up the Mormon office between two New York City newspapers, The Herald and The Tribune. When Elder John Taylor returned to Europe on a mission, he published the Book of Mormon and other church writings in both French and German. Because of his gift and talent of communication and his diligence, he was able to help many people understand the truth of the church. Note: Ensign, August 1998, page 54, also March 1987, page 41, and February 1980, pages 54 through 55. End of note. End of From the Life of President John Taylor, Printing the Voice of the Church.